Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. As an artist, collaboration is both a challenge and a gift. Together, creative minds can create whole new works of art, unimaginable to the one artist alone. Sometimes the wrangling of ideas and the execution is overwhelmingly difficult, but in the end, the result is almost always worth the sweat and tears. This week, Radio Gallery travels north to Two Harbors to visit with Waterfront Gallery owner Val Doherty. She's orchestrated a different kind of collaboration, an anonymous one. Poets and writers were given works of art already completed to add, interpret, or complement with writing. So this weekend, the show Words to Art opens. It's a collaboration of local poets with local visual art, mostly photographers.
I'm Val Doherty, and I own Waterfront Gallery in Two Harbors, Minnesota. The gallery has been in existence for about 7 years. This is our seventh year, and we're located right on Main Street, downtown Two Harbors.
We're talking today about an upcoming event called Words to Art. It is a poetry and photography exhibit, but I assume that there's also, is there a reception that will go along with that?
There is. Words to Art opens on September 21st, which is a Saturday. The opening is it's open to the public. Starts at 3 o'clock, runs for a couple hours, and because there's poetry, we have the majority of the poets, which would be about 13 people, reading the poetry that they've written about the photography.
Talk about just the idea of pairing photography with words.
Well, I think what happens is, and what I love about it, is it affords the viewer an opportunity to connect with the art from a different perspective, perhaps more emotional. So there's just that added sort of thought-provoking experience. And the gallery is beautiful, so we have a nice setting for people to connect with the art on that level. There's always a base of photography because that's my medium, although we host other exhibits throughout the year, usually about six exhibits throughout the year, and that could be a variety of media. We've got painters. We annually host the Voyager Art exhibit, which is, they've got a mixed group, but primarily painters, and so we change it up regularly. We host exhibits for ceramic artists and glass artists and jewelry artists, and we represent a number of regional artists, but primarily about, I'd say about 95-97% of everything we have in the gallery is local or regional art.
What has been the artist's response to seeing someone else's interpretations put down in words?
Well, we'll see. We had, when we posted the images for the artists to, for the poets to look at and begin their writing process over the course of weeks that they had access to the images that they were writing about, we had over 2,000 hits by poets that were interested in writing. I'm proud to present this show, and we hope that the public is enthusiastic and comes out to see it. It'll be on display from September 21st through November 2nd.
The opening reception and poetry reading will take place Saturday, September 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. at Waterfront Gallery at 632 First Avenue in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Liz Peterson. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.